You know, I suppose one of the hardest things to do in life is to see yourself as others see you. And most of us see ourselves. Probably most of you have seen something like this morning already. You probably looked into that mirror. And a lot larger. Oh, we've got bathroom mirrors now where they cover the whole side of the wall. I mean, we want to really see ourselves, you know. Sometimes as we grow older, we don't like to admit what we've seen when we looked in there, but we do make use of those mirrors quite a bit. For many of us, it's hard enough just to look in the mirror each morning, isn't it? And see what's staring back at us. Those of us a little bit older sometimes like to kid ourselves that we're really not that old. That couldn't be me. Or we don't have this or that wrinkle that we used to not have. That gray hair is not there, is it, you know? Or that hair is not there at all anymore, right? Some people, I used to say, you know, that people get aggravated at you sometimes just about anything you do, no matter which side of the head you part your hair. And I don't have any problem doing that anymore. My hair just parted itself and departed. But I think you know what I mean by looking in the mirror. We see what we see, and we do what we can to improve it, don't we? It's even more difficult, though, you know, to see ourselves as God sees us. Now, we know what's going on, but it's difficult to really see ourselves. But we can do it if we will really try. And the book of James, the writer James, thought to be the brother of Jesus Christ, and speaking by inspiration in James chapter 1, beginning verse 22, going through verse 25, had this to say, King James translation. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves or deluding yourselves, one translation says. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto man beholding his natural face in a glass. Another translation uses the word mirror there, and that's what it's talking about. Beholding your natural face in a glass, because what we think of as a glass, you'd never see any face in that glass. It's a mirror. So, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. In words, walks away and forgets what he sees. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, into God's word, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, or a hearer that forgets, but a doer of the work, or a doer that works, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We're to be hearers of the word, and not just, more than hearers of the word, rather, James says, and not just hearers of the word, but doers also. Here we see that God pictures his word, the Bible, as a mirror. As a mirror to our souls. To reveal ourselves to ourselves. He tells us that as we look into the mirror, as Paul states in 2 Corinthians 3:18, as we look into that mirror, we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and we're transfigured into the same image from glory to glory. We're supposed to take on the image of Christ. Remember, Paul says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And in Colossians 3, set your affection or set your mind on things above. That's heavenly things. And thus we take on heavenly traits and heavenly attributes. With the eye of the faith, we see the Lord, and we seek to become as He is. Just as we see ourselves face to face in our mirror at home, just so we can look into God's Word and see our spiritual condition if we look into God's Word. Sermon this morning is in form of a question. What do you see in the mirror of God's Word? Or what do you see in the mirror? Well, first of all, when we really peer into that mirror and look diligently into it, God's Word, the Bible shows us what we are. It shows us who we are now. Quite often, when we look in the mirror in the morning, the picture we get is not one that's so pretty. I know you can't imagine that, that I'd look in the mirror in the morning and not think what I saw was pretty, but, you know, that happens sometimes, I think, you know, just about, you know, maybe once a week. My hair does not stay in place overnight. You know, that might bother some of you, and I'm sure some of you never thought that that could ever happen. But my hair does not stay in place overnight. In fact, I probably could put it on the shelf or something, you know, over there and leave it, but my hair is not like that. But we see ourselves in the mirror sometimes in the morning, and man, sometimes we want to go back to bed. But if the face looks back at us, is dirty or has whiskers on it, as us men are prone to do from time to time, or maybe you ladies have got your makeup is smeared. You know, we don't blame the mirror for that, do we? Why don't we just blame the mirror? You know, we just throw that baby down and have 7 years of bad luck. But we don't blame the mirror when we look in there and see something amiss. Maybe there's a dirty spot, or maybe there's a wrinkle that we forgot to fill in. We don't blame the mirror. But many times we place the blame on God's Word for the life that we live. And we don't give God's Word the credit we need to. The mirror does the job it's supposed to do. It reflects what's before it, doesn't it? And so the mirror of God's Word does the same as we look into it, and as we read, and as we study it. And as we look into that mirror, and my face is dirty in the morning and something other, and I'm going, if it's dirty in the morning, I'm not going anywhere. It's probably going, it may stay a little dirty. But if I'm going somewhere, I want to do what I can to change that, to improve it. So we make the necessary improvements, and so it is with the Bible. That's what God wants us to do, what Jesus wants us to do. That's what James was talking about. We look into the mirror of God's Word, and we look at our lives and say, you know, they're not quite in alignment. You know, they need to be lined up appropriately. Maybe we're not making the right priorities in our life. We're not putting first things first. Because that Bible will reveal what we are. And if the picture is not what it should be, then we need to make the changes that it shows need to be. We can't change the mirror. We dare not try to change the mirror of God's Word. As we think about the Bible and the Bible heroes of faith, say of chapter 11 of Hebrews. God tells us about these individuals there and tells about their obedience to the faith and positive things that they did for the most part. But if we read other places in the Bible, we see that some of these heroes of faith had flaws, didn't they? When they looked in the mirror occasionally, I'm sure they didn't like what they saw when they looked into the mirror of God's Word. The Bible tells of Abraham's lie about his wife Sarah not being his wife, Genesis chapter 20. Moses shows great disdain and great disrespect for God when he's told to speak to the rock out in the wilderness and get water from it. What does Moses do? He hits it with the rod. That's showing disrespect to God. This is one of the heroes of faith of Hebrews 11. David's adultery and murder are mentioned in no uncertain terms in 2 Samuel chapter 11. These heroes of faith had flaws. When they looked into the mirror of God's Word on those particular occasions, they would see. And we note that that they made changes in their lives. And they came to respect God. They came the father of the faithful, Abraham was later called. Moses is usually looked at by the Jews throughout the centuries as a great man of God. We refer to that law that Moses brought down off the mount from God as the law of Moses. David, the boy king, the man after God's own heart, despite doing what he did. So he made changes in his life because of what he saw in the mirror of God's Word. What did you see, David? I saw a life that needed to be changed. What did you see, Abraham? I saw a man who had lied. What did you see, Moses? I saw a man who didn't have the proper respect for God. When we read of the temptation of Eve, in Genesis chapter 3. We read of the temptation of Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 of the New Testament. We can't more clearly see the truth that Satan is real. That Satan works in the lives of people against them and will take over if we'll let him. Satan, Peter says, is like a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. Satan is real. He's alive and real and walking upon the face of the earth. He's not somebody that is a fairy tale and only, quote, lived and affected people during biblical times. And sometimes we might leave some of those biblical characters back in that particular history of time. Satan is one who doesn't stay there. Satan is one who exists and ever lives to do his dastardly deeds. You know, we don't look in the mirror to see others, though, like these individuals of the Bible. We do look into the mirror of God's Word to see them, but primarily we need to look into the mirror of God's Word to see ourselves. We see our shortcomings, we see our need for God, and this results in soul searching that we do from the Word of God should cause change in our life. Change that we would see if we read and studied the life of Jesus. Peter says in 1 Peter 2, I believe it is, that he left us an example that we should follow in his steps. We should follow in his steps. Didn't know guile. He was tempted in all things, like as we are, yet without sin. Oh, we'll be tempted, and Paul says to the church at Corinth, of all those temptations around. But God has given you a way of escape. With every temptation, he'll provide that way, 1 Corinthians 10. We measure ourselves by what we see in his life. It should be a life-changing event. When we look into the mirror of God's Word, it should bring about change in our lives. When we look in there, it should bring home the truth that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. 1 John 1, verse 8. Viewing the life of Christ, his example, we are faced to admit that we sin. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But the Bible shows us what we are. What do you see in that mirror? What do you see in that mirror? The Bible shows us what we can be. Shows us what we can be. You know, a look in this mirror would do no good if I looked in the mirror on a Sunday morning, you know, before going somewhere, come to church, Bible study, and then I just put the mirror down and that was it. serves no purpose unless we make some change as a result of looking into it, using that mirror. Same with God's Word again. The mirror of God's Word, it does no good. You know, I stress Bible study. But it does no good to study the Bible unless what we study is put to use in our lives. Unless the next time we look into the mirror of God's Word, we see some changes going on. We see something happening. We see we get a different picture. We're face to face with a completely different individual. Paul said later in his Christianity, you know, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me, he says. I don't know whether he could have said that early on. He was seeking to have Christ live in him. But I think he looked in the mirror of God's Word as he taught it from day to day. And he said, you know, I buffet my body, and I'm seeking to be more like him. I've fought a good fight, he says, toward the end of his life in 2 Timothy 4. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not for me only, them also who love his appearing. A dirty face can be washed when we look in that mirror. And a life that we see when we look into that mirror, a life can be washed free from sins. Book of Revelation. John had revealed to him by Jesus Christ, Revelation 1:5, that Jesus Christ that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. In his own blood. Nothing else can cleanse us from sin. Nothing else exists as a cleansing agent that will work. None other name given among heaven, given under heaven, whereby we must be saved. We walk in the light as he is in the light, John tells us, 1 John 1:7. We walk in the light as he's in the light. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us. Keeps on cleansing us. I understand that to mean in the Greek. Continual action began at a time in the past. It just continues. If we walk in the light, cleanses us. The blood of Christ continues to cleanse us from all sin. So just looking into the mirror will not make our face clean. And so soap and water applied to our face will do it. Just reading and studying God's Word won't cleanse us from God, from sin, but we need to act upon God's Word. And that will bring about the power of that cleansing blood of Christ. Some scriptures that say this studying and reading is not what it's all about, although it's the starting point. James 1:22 that we read earlier says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Luke 6:46, Jesus still says, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Ephesians 2:8-10, we need to ever keep in mind the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, and yet we still are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We have to figure all that out in our thinking. We don't merit salvation. We're saved by God's grace through faith. But that faith is an obedient faith. Obedient faith that is exhibited by those heroes of faith as seen in Hebrews chapter 11. What do you see in that mirror? What do you see in that mirror? The Bible shows us what we are. The Bible shows us what we can be. And the Bible shows us what we will be. What we will be. We look into the Bible, we look into the mirror of God's Word, it reflects our current spiritual condition. The mirror of God's Word reveals what God wants us to do, wants us to be, and shows us where we fall short. Sometimes we don't want to look at it, do we? It's just like sometimes there's things that maybe we've done in life, and I don't know, but I would wonder how David's prayer was the night after he had adultery with Bathsheba. What was his prayer that night that he had Uriah, her husband, killed? Or do you suppose he couldn't pray that night? I would imagine it was very difficult to pray for several days until it hit him. May not hit him until Nathan spoke to him, the prophet. Very vividly. 2 Samuel chapter 12, I believe it is. The mirror also reveals what God wants us to, what we will be as far as our soul is concerned. If we're hearers only and not doers of the word, James 1:22, the word of God also reveals our eternal destiny. In Hebrews 10:26, the writer says, if we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. And it says, if we sin willfully, habitually, and we keep on sinning, we get to the point where our heart is so seared, so cold, that we won't change. But he says there is a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Hebrews 10:26-27. We see in the mirror of God's word that we don't measure up to what God's word wants us to do. A lot of times, see, I measure myself by myself. I say, you know, good boy, Jim, you're doing a whole lot better than what you used to do, you know. Or, you know, you're sure a whole lot better than some folks are. And we have a tendency to do that if we don't watch ourselves. But James says that we are to look into the mirror and come face to face with who we are by looking into God's word. We're to be pleasing to God, not pleasing to men. Oh, we might all be pleasing to men. You know, we go out to eat today. We got our suits on, our best clothes or whatever. And everybody's saying, well, what nice looking people those are. They must be coming from church. They look holy. You can't tell from the outside, can you? So it's the inside that needs some changing sometimes. Judgment. Day of reckoning. Sometimes we'd rather not think about it, you know. There are lessons and scriptures in the Bible, verses of scripture on hell. That four-letter word. I've got a sermon on it. I just keep kind of putting it aside and say, you know, because sometimes we think of that as a negative sermon. And boy, I don't want to be thought of as a negative preacher, you know. You know, some things in the Bible have to come out as things that we really don't want to think about. We have to get uncomfortable sometimes by listening to God's word, or we'll not change. We'll not change. Unpleasant subject, but ignoring it won't make it go away. Unpleasant. The life we live now and how we live it will affect our eternal destiny. Judgment will not be based on family. I can't say if mom and dad's a good Christian. I'm sorry, when I became 17, 18, went away to college, I made my own decisions. Then later in life, you get to thinking about it, and your mom and dad was a Christian. And then there's your funeral, early death sometimes. I didn't get ready for that. Don't have time to think about that. So the time to think about that is now. The time that we have. You see, one of these days, Paul says in the book of Romans, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. We must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, he says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, that each one may receive the things done in his body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Most of us look into this mirror at home every day, or one much larger than that, And sometimes we make adjustments based on what we see there. We need to just as regularly look into the mirror of God's Word and see what it says for us. Not necessarily what the preacher said on Sunday. You see, you may read from a different section of the Bible, a different book of the Bible, and that may be what you need on that particular day because it, you says, you know, that got my attention. That's what I needed to hear. That's the very thing I was thinking about and had a problem with. There it is. And we find it by continually studying God's Word and reading it and then looking into that mirror and making the change if it's needed. Let's look just as regularly into God's mirror to see what we are and compare that with what we should be as we look at Christ. And let's determine to be doers of the Word and not just hearers only. Not just hearers only. Molding our lives by the teaching of Christ. And before you know it, we'll be able to say with Paul that I'm more like Christ. I have the mind of Christ. And teach others, you know, this will help you to learn more about Jesus. And then His blessings can be ours forever. What do you see in the mirror? What do you see in the mirror of God's Word? This morning, if you're here and not a Christian and you've studied on your own, studied with somebody, you know what you need to do to become a Christian, to become a child of God, as set forth in His Word. Why not come today, confessing your faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and acting upon that faith by repenting of your sins, letting it be known, confess His name, repent of your sins, and then in obedience to that faith, in obedience to God's Word, to be baptized, to rise from baptism, to walk in newness of life, Romans 6:3-5. Our sins are washed away as Paul's were when he was baptized in according to Acts 22:16. This morning, if you're a Christian and need to come back to the Lord, rededicate your life to Christ. Or if you need our prayers for whatever need, we'd be glad to pray with you and pray for you as we stand and sing. Shall we stand?